Hello, hello. Welcome to What to Read Wednesdays, your go-to podcast for staff picks from your friends at Delaware County District Library. Here, we'll talk about books, podcasts, and other relevant media. I'm your host, Annie Pasma. Welcome back to What to Read Wednesdays, everybody. It's kind of hard to believe we are on episode 35. I'm so glad you're here. It's funny, I never look at the number of episode downloads for a couple of reasons. One is that I would get discouraged if no one listen to the podcast. And two is that if people do listen, I would get nervous. I mean, I have heard from a few of you, so I know that there is an audience, albeit a small audience. And I know there are listeners because after an episode drops, there are holds on the books that I talked about. So it's just kind of funny. Anyway, I hope you were able to get your summer reading club prizes. Saturday was the last official day of Summer Reading Club. As soon as the numbers are in, I'll let you know. But by the number of prizes my coworkers and I were handing out just at the main branch, I'd say it's the number of participants was pretty high. It's always so enjoyable and satisfying to see and hear the children get excited about their prizes. One little girl picked out her book, came up to the desk, and said, "I love Moana." And in between singing the crab song, she asked, "How much do I owe you for this book?" When I told her she had already earned it by reading, she almost cried and like hugged her book to her while thanking me for giving her her favorite book. It was precious, you guys. It was just so, I mean, it's one of those times where you're like, man, I love my job. So I don't have a lot of reviews today, but of course we will hear from Mark because he's wonderful. And I have quite a few books I have read lately and I'm reading right now. So without further ado, here's Mark.
Hello, my name is Mark Stevens, and I work circulation at the Powell Branch. The book I'd like to recommend to you today is called The Oldest Confederate Widow Tells All, and it is by Alan Gurganes, G-U-R-G-A-N-E-S, and I would recommend this for adult readers. This 700-page book is one of my all-time favorites. It's not available on Libby or Hoopla. But in spite of this problem for our digital-loving patrons, I still just have to tell you about it. Fortunately, it is available as a hard copy, audiobook, and movie at our library. I read it when it was published in 1989 and have loved it so much, I've read it three times. For those who love Civil War historical fiction and or books about feisty women with indomitable spirits, this book is a must read. It's action-packed, humorous, heartbreaking, and filled with scenes you will never forget. The main character, Lucy, at the age of 15, is essentially pressured by her parents to marry 50-year-old Captain Will Marsden. Her family is of the Old South, and they hope this marriage will restore some lost prestige to their family. The book starts with Lucy, now aged 99, living in a nursing home being interviewed because she is the oldest living widow of a Confederate soldier. She is the narrator of this amazing saga. This book has an incredible range of emotions. You will despair when you see people broken through battle and loss of property, but you will also be touched when you see incredible loyalty and forgiveness. Truly, what amazing characters this book is filled with. The rich and poor alike will toy with your emotions. All the characters in this book are well drawn, so they will sometimes disgust you, but will also leave you spellbound with their bravery and kindness when faced with adversity in a war-torn South. For instance, there is Lady Marsden, the captain's mother. and mistress of the beautiful Lilacs Plantation. She initially is presented by her daughter-in-law as arrogant, superficial, and selfish, a woman who ironically prides herself on being kind to her slaves. Yet, when General Sherman marches through her plantation and her mind goes into shock, leaving her totally helpless, you may find your emotions swirling in contradiction. Is she now a sympathetic character to you? I have read easily over 1,000 books, but I must say that the above described scene is one of the most memorable and gripping I've ever read. And trust me, I have left out some unbelievable spoilers. You will never forget the author's vivid description of Lady Marsden watching from the balcony of her mansion, the Yankees marching across the bridge onto her beautiful Lilacs Plantation. Her sanity is slipping, so she doesn't realize her world is crashing, crumbling, and burning. This book will greatly entertain Civil War history buffs and those who love great character development. All the characters are unforgettable, but you will particularly like the storylines from childhood to adult of Lucy, Captain Will, and the amazing slave girl who is kidnapped from Africa as a daughter of a tribal king and who accompanies Lucy into childhood. Each of these characters could actually have had a whole book written about them. This book is a page-turner filled with characters and action that will grip your heart. If you are a fan of historical fiction, I highly recommend this book.
Wow, that sounds like an amazing story, doesn't it? I love character-driven books. I like the action ones too, but character-driven, where somebody can really get into the mind of somebody that they don't know or can't relate to and then write that character really, really well. Man, that's amazing. Anyway, I hope to one day read as many books as Mark. That's like a goal of mine. All right, so what I'm reading right now, I'm still working on Fault Lines by Bodhi Bakum. It's pretty heavy stuff, and I have to reread parts of it, but I feel like it's one that is timely and is a really interesting perspective. I'm also reading The Color of Magic by Terry Pratchett. It's an older one. The We Free Men by Terry Pratchett is, I've read it twice. Rather, I listened to it twice because it's so fantastic. If you haven't read We Free Men by Terry Pratchett, you absolutely need to read it. And if you want an immersive experience, listen to it because the Scottish accents it's just fantastic. I love Sari Pennypacker, and I tried reading Pax because it's a really popular book, but I just couldn't get into it. So I had to put that on my didn't finish shelf. So what I'm listening to, actually, I'm listening to a number of books, thanks to Libby and my old car that only has a CD player. The Witch's Heart by Genevieve Gornicek is about the witch Agaboda and her husband, the notorious Loki. It's not exactly a retelling of Norse mythology, but definitely weaved into Norse mythology is this story of this witch and her relationship to Loki. And it has the different characters therein. So you have Odin, you have the frost people or the frost giants. You've got it all, right? So far I like it. And the narrator is one of my favorites, Jane Entwistle. So if you want to, and I coincides nicely with the new show, Loki, which, quite honestly, I'm not a Marvel girl. I think I went and saw Black Widow, but that's just because my friends were going to go watch it. And I was like, oh, hey, I'll come too. I think the last full Marvel movie I watched was like Civil War, I think. And I guess that's a long time ago. So I'm not really into like the Marvel universe, but I do like this book. I do like mythology, Greek and Norse mythology, as well as other mythical stories. But this one is really good. And I think that if you like, if you like mythology, this is one that you will probably enjoy as well. The other book that I'm listening to is Steelheart by Brandon Sanderson. I've heard a lot about Brandon Sanderson, but I haven't read very much by him. This is a YA. I think it's categorized as YA. It has a very dystopian feeling. Chicago has become New Cargo, where epics, who are humans, who are mysteriously endowed with superhuman abilities, rule the city. The strongest and most notorious is the epic Steelheart, who seems invincible, but there is one person who knows Steelheart's weakness. I'm only like two discs in and already pretty hooked. I'll let you know how it turns out. What I'm looking forward to is the second book in Naomi Novik's series, A Deadly Education. If you remember, I reviewed it on the podcast, and I can't remember which episode it is. I was really, really excited for it because I loved her book, Uprooted. So I thought, oh, this is going to be amazing. And I didn't like it at first. I just couldn't get into it. But because I love Naomi Novik, I was like, well, I got to give it a try. I'm gonna read the whole thing. It was interesting. I was like halfway into it before I really started to get into the story. But the thing is, I still think about it, right? Like, it stuck with me. The storyline, the characters, it all stuck with me. And so I have to figure out, and not to mention the first book ended with such a cliffhanger that you're like, well, great job, Naomi Novik. Now I really do have to listen to the rest of this. So I am looking forward to the second book. I think the second book comes out either in September or December. And I can't remember. I could have looked it up, but I forgot. So yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. All right, so super short episode, but that's all I have for today. Let me know if you have any questions or concerns or comments. You know that I say this every episode. I love to hear from you. Shoot me an email at whattoread@delawarelibrary.org. Again, I'd love to hear from you. All right, this is Annie Pasma. Thanks for listening.